Hello, and welcome back to God's Got You. I'm so excited to have you all here today. I've gotten so much feedback from last week's episode, and I'm just so excited that it's making an impact on your lives. That was my goal starting out. So I hope that with each episode, it touches at least one person. That's my goal. So today, I'm so excited. I have Miss Hartman with me, and we're going to talk a little bit. Yeah. So, and I had a little bit of an idea of what we were going to talk about, but let's just like kind of introduce you. So Miss Hartman, if you don't know her, which I don't know how, but if you're not from Tyrone, she is one of the gym teachers and she's the best. You're so spunky.
And like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Just fun to be around. So I had seen a couple of years ago, Hannah Gamp, I believe, had written a story about you and your battle with anorexia. And at first I was like, wait, no, Miss Hartman didn't have anorexia. Cause you look at you're like fit. You're so bubbly and outgoing. I'm like, that's not her. But sometimes I think that with eating disorders, the stuff is on the inside.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we can't see. So I want to hear a little bit, have you share your story.
Okay. Well, I will say, like you said, it's on the, from the life. I was involved in athletics. I did well academically, had friends, had the boyfriend, like,
had
I can't
it all.
Complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But I think as most teens or even just as humans, you want to be able to control things.
Yeah, and I get so, that. I'm a control freak.
Right. And I think oftentimes those people that are consumed with perfectionism and doing things well fall victim to eating disorders or distorted body image perception.
Yeah.
So that was sort of how it started. Like, nothing bad happened to me. It was
I think it's so common today. And sometimes people are like, something has to happen to you. No, it's just today's society. You want to be the best. You want to be absolutely everyone's vision of what perfect is.
100%. And so, like, as far as, like, sports, like, there's only so much you can control. Like, you can't control win-loss situations all the time. Same with academics. Like, you can study your butt off, but sometimes you're just not going to get something.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like, the whole eating thing just ended up being something that, like, I was good at it. Like, if that sounds sick, but like,
no,
I was really good at being able to control what I did or what I didn't eat and how I worked out. And so I saw my body changing and I was like, I have absolute control over this.
Yeah.
Like, this is the one thing I can control. And again, like, I don't have some sob story as to how that happened. It was just part of my perfectionism. That's how it manifested in my life.
Yeah.
So
was there a specific point that you realized that there was a problem? There was something that you needed to get help with?
I mean, I think I did. Like, so it happened, I was like late, like 15, 16 when it started. And like, I was 16 and I realized like my sports, like I was so tired. Like, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And, I isolated myself from friends because, like, I didn't want to be around food settings. Because, you know, like, teen girls, like, that's what we did.
Yeah,
we
teenagers.
Ate, like,
right? Yeah.
And so, like, I just had to stop doing those things. Or I thought I had to stop doing those things. But then, like, I mean, I was never going to admit that I needed help.
Yeah.
It was until my basketball coach finally called my parents and was like, you know, there's, like, something wrong with her. Like, she can't perform anymore.
Yeah. So, which, obviously, I imagine you were a top athlete.
Oh, thanks, Lucia.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was the turning point whenever, like, I had to face the writing on the wall and be like, yeah, like, there's an issue. I need to deal with this.
Yeah, so, like, obviously your physical health was suffering because you couldn't play to the caliber that you were before. And like I said, it was probably pretty impressive. I've played with you in gym. It's it's impressive. But so, like, your social life went down the drain, too. I mean, I think that people don't understand that it's not just, oh, I'm not going to eat. It's your entire life changes and you suffer. That's, it's so sad, but I think it's so common.
It is.
For so, you'd be hard pressed to find a girl who hasn't had body issues, who doesn't feel like they fit society's standard. And maybe they're not skipping meals. Maybe they just look in the mirror and don't like the way that they are. But I think that where faith plays into this is that we believe that God created us and he created us in his image. So how am I as a person to say, well, God, you didn't do too great on me, but you did great on her. So why do I want to be like her if you made me to be like me? So, I think that you are the perfect candidate to talk about that with and to get a conversation going. But so when you found out that there was a problem, what did you do to get help? Like, how, what did that process look like?
So for me, because I was a teenager, I still lived at home. My parents took me to my pediatrician, and then from there we went and found a counselor, because that was obviously the recommended course of action. And I will say that helped. I would 100% say, if you know you have an eating disorder or have disordered eating in any kind of way, like, you need to seek professional help. Yeah. Like, there are people that are trained in this, and they do really well. So I went to counseling, and physically I did get healthier. I learned a lot of, like, and I guess I knew this anyway, but like, I learned ways to make myself healthier. Like, I knew I wasn't an idiot. Like, I knew, I knew I needed to eat, or you die.
Weak. Yeah.
Like, that's ultimately what happens with severe eating disorders. You either get well or you end up, you die. So I did. I got better, put on weight, looked healthy, and for the most part functioned really well. And that went on, like, that was through high school, college. Like, in hindsight, like, I wish I could have got my head in a better space, but that didn't happen until later. Yeah. So
yeah, well, I think that when you have an eating disorder, that's something that you battle for your whole life, from my understanding. It's something you can't get rid of. You'll get better, but sometimes you'll be like, oh, I shouldn't eat that.
Right.
Or, yeah,
right.
So that's something that you have to train your mind to think.
100%. It is 100% about training your thoughts. Like, you have to control your thoughts, and it's not easy, but, like, that's what you have to do if you want to be better.
Oh, it's so difficult, and,
it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. So if you could go back and say, Megan, at my age, here's a piece of advice, what would it be?
Ugh. Well, and this is where hindsight is always 20/20, right? So, like I said, I grew up, I had a good life. Like, there was nothing wrong. I grew up, and this is about faith too, so, like, I grew up in a Christian house. I went to a Christian school. Like, I should have known that my identity was found in God, not in all my accolades and what I could accomplish and what I could do. But I think as a teenager, like, you try to do it on your own.
It's so easy to get caught up in the secular world.
It's so easy. And, like, I don't know. It's a tricky time anyway, because, like, you're expected to be an adult in certain situations.
Yeah.
But then you go home and, like, you're still getting grounded. And, you know, so you're in this just weird spot. So I guess in hindsight, if I could tell teens one thing, like, you need to figure out what your identity is. And it can't be based on achievement. Because if it is, you're never going to find peace.
Because, like, you're always going to be searching for the next thing.
Always going to be the next thing. Like, with sports, with academics, with body image, like, it's never going to be good enough. So for me, like, I didn't find peace until I finally was just surrendered and was like, you know what? Like, I was made in the image of God. And so this is good enough. This is who I'm supposed to be. He doesn't expect me to be whoever I'm friends with, or whoever I'm looking up to. Like, I'm supposed to be me. And it is a daily battle, I think, for a lot of people to be okay with that. But that's where, like, controlling your thoughts is
I was just going to say that. It's so easy, especially, like, when you're a teenager, to compare yourself to other people, to be like, oh, well, if I do this, I'm going to be better. More people are going to like me. People are going to think I'm the most beautiful. And it's so important to just say, like, God, okay, you made me the way that I am. But that's so easy to say, but so difficult to accept. So it is training your thoughts to be like, no, okay, this is how you made me, God. Yeah, you just have to constantly reaffirm yourself.
And, like, if you want to get better and you want to find that peace, like, you have to take the hard steps. And, I mean, God gave us a brain, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we are expected to do the work. I'm not saying, like, something about, like, getting rid of disordered eating or a negative self-image. I'm not saying you can, like, boom, pray it away, it's gone. No, like, you're expected to put the work in. But then, like, when you get to a point where you're like, I don't know what else to do, that's when you, like, you give it to God and he'll take care of the rest of it.
Yeah. And I think that another important part of, like, body image today is that everyone's like, oh, we're all beautiful. And I think that an important part of that, obviously, from, like, a gym teacher perspective too, you can relate to this, is not just sitting and doing nothing and eating chips because you can be beautiful no matter what. It's taking care of your body that God gave you and exercising and eating well because you're like I said, you're taking care of what God gave you and you want to be the absolute best version of yourself. So, like, you and I, we could eat the exact same things, we could work the exact same amount, but we're not going to look the same because God didn't make us to be the same.
Right.
So I think that is a very important lesson, like I said, for teen girls, for everyone. Yes. Body image is such like a hot topic right now, and I might get a lot of heat for saying that because a lot of people are just like, no, everyone's pretty. But you want to be healthy. You want to strive to be your best version of yourself, and I see you do that every day. You're
Thanks, Lucia.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're so complimentary.
Yes, flattery will get you everywhere, my mom told me.
She's not wrong.
Okay, I have one more question for you. Actually, that's not true. I have a couple more, but one more related to this. Okay. So for me, I found that like working out gives me a sense of clarity, and I know that you're obviously a very active person. Did working out give you like, it made you feel good?
Yes.
And so you just like pushed to do more?
Like
and
obsessed. And yeah. I even struggled with this like in my adult life. Like sometimes when I lose sight of what's important, like that's a good release, it's a good outlet, and it is healthy. 100% it's healthy. I would never tell someone don't work out.
Yeah.
It is good. But like with all good things, if that becomes your focus and your sole existence, then it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like too much of a good thing.
So yeah, just bottom line, moderation.
Moderation. And like, you got to be like, once you realize you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you need to check yourself and be like, is this my life? Is this what I'm identifying with? And if it is, then you need to like ask yourself those hard questions.
Yeah.
Like, where are my thoughts? What am I doing?
Yeah, so basically it's just retraining your mind.
It is, for real. Yeah.
All right. So one thing I had asked you to do is to bring your favorite Bible verse. So I have one, and I kind of, had an idea of what we're going to talk about, so I kind of geared it towards that. But I'd love to hear yours.
So I was actually talking to Mr. Owens about this. I'm like, I don't have like a, you know, some people say they have like a life verse or like.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. But, certain seasons of my life I have different verses that I feel like,
yes, that's, I'm the same way
more. So like in the last year or more, I have, don't be anxious about anything, it's Philippians 4:6, and I've had this verse as a favorite before, but like you said, like on the outside, like I appear very bubbly, and I'm a very happy person, but I'm also like a doomsdayer, so like I can like lay awake at night and worry about things that I make up in my head.
Yeah.
So this one has really helped, especially like with this last year and like all the uncertainty and stuff. So don't be anxious about anything.
Yeah, I really like that. I went through that like big time. And also this kind of relates to body image too. I lost a bunch of weight because I had so much anxiety with COVID. And like I said, you can't see like a mental disorder, but you can see the effects of it. So I was just like so nauseous and sick to my stomach, and I couldn't eat, and I lost weight, and then everyone was praising me because they were like, oh wow, you look great. And I mean, it's great to hear those things, but like I didn't lose it in a healthy way,
right?
And so after that, after the world kind of started to open up a little bit more, and I started to just be like, you know what, nobody knows what's going on right now, and I can't control these worries, then I started to I got back to like my healthy weight, and I was able to start working out and everything again. But it's hard.
It is hard. It is hard.
Because people do kind of idolize weight loss.
Yep.
And you want to idolize being healthy. So, and it's hard sometimes because you do want to comment, be like, oh, you look great, or you lost so much weight, or, oh, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. So where did I put my, okay, here we are. Here's my verse. I chose, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's from Psalms. And that kind of plays into that just like, I trust you, God, you made all these beautiful things, and you decided that the world needed one of me too. Like, that's pretty cool.
It is.
So, I think that's everything that I have for that kind of topic, but I do have another question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that the Hartman curse is real?
Lucia, I didn't want to believe it, but like everything I've seen so far this year,
it hasn't been good.
It's not been good.
No.
Yes.
No, and for those of you that don't know, in gym class, Ms. Hartman, we kind of pick teams, and hers always seems to not do so hot.
It's terrible.
It's every time.
I know. Every time. It's in every period too. Like, it's.
Is there an Owens curse too, or
I,
just?
I mean,
just
I hope there is one.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, ugh. I hope.
It's been rough.
Well, yeah. Yes, for me as a Hartman team member.
Everyone's like, please don't pick me, Mrs. Hartman. Please don't pick me.
All right. Well, we have had so much fun today, and I'm glad we got to have such a good conversation, and that you agreed to share your story.
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah, I think that it'll help a lot of people that see someone that they know and they trust and they look up to to hear that they went through something too, and you can come out stronger, and you can retrain your mind, you can have a healthy lifestyle. So I'm just so glad that you joined us today. But I just want to let everyone know, I had mentioned this last week, but the Whoa, That's Good podcast, I kind of modeled mine after that, and Sadie Robb. But I've started listening to a couple other ones to kind of gain some inspiration. And it's She by Jordan Dooley, and That Sounds Fun by Annie Downs. So if you guys have some time, you should go and check those out. That's all I have today, and I hope to see you next week.